calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I don't know why you say thank you for calling. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. Because I want you back. Because I think you're cute. And I want this to stop. I want to talk to you, please. I so want to talk to you. We used to do that so much. For whatever reason, I was reminded, because I was having a conversation, I was paging through a rather long email. It's now about 300 pages almost. And on September 17th of 2018, I spoke to you. I just listened to the voicemail. It's online. And was reminded with a picture of a gentleman, Shadi Shada. I don't know if that's the pronunciation, but he's the man in Idlib, a Christian man who lost his wife, three children, and his mom in a terrorist attack. And I've felt a bond to him now for over a year. And it's interesting because Idlib is in the news because, if I recall correctly, I spoke of the group of buses that went, I think it was in Idlib, on the way to, I don't know if it was Aleppo or Damascus. I think it was Damascus. And large groups of Christians were taken out of Idlib because the terrorists were heading there. So a huge number came out. A bombing occurred at where they stopped the buses. They lured the kids off, and then a bomb blew up. So parents got to watch their kids die, and one of them looked like my Tirza. That just sunk into my mind. But anyway, I saw that, and the day after that, September 18th of 2018, I spoke again of the Children of War series that I recently talked about. And even at that time, I wasn't aware where about that until I just listened to the voicemail. Said at that time, I know those kids better than my own. This is the thought that obviously is building in my mind. Because I should be able to know my own kids. But my own wife is denying that to me. The woman that I so much want to talk with and share life with, because I love her and I hold nothing against her. One other thing, I just wanted to say it, even though I assume it won't be heard. On June 16th, well, actually on June 15th, the day before Father's Day of this year, I did a video, Project Veritas and the Pinterest Whistleblower. The day after, on that Father's Day, I did a video to my family called Father's Day Acts 2020, Project Veritas and the Pinterest Whistleblower. Right? Longer title. And I told you about the fact that video went online, and at that time, almost immediately, in the first 24 hours, it got like 200 views, which was, you know, phenomenal for me. It's now over 400. So it wasn't just a flash in the pan. It has continued. So over 400 views. And what brings it to mind is Project Veritas is highly marketed. Oh, I can't even think of his name right now. The guy who runs it, he's flamboyant. He's flamboyant. Let's just leave it at that. So there's a lot of and apparently devoutly Republican, but it's you know, I expressed my concern for Eric Cochran, a name I actually do remember, because he's the one who's the whistleblower, and I described in the video that's been seen 400 times now. How the experience he had at Pinterest is basically identical. I didn't identify it, but identical to my experience at Westar and the way he described the exit. I mean, identical. But they just had a conference in Florida or whatnot. So they did a video. Again, flamboyant. It's definitely flamboyant. And so forth. And one of the speakers was Eric Cochran. But again, you can see it was highly rehearsed, very staged, very, very. But there's an issue that I want to encourage my kids. Yes, people like this get to see the limelight. They get the fanfare and so forth. They get the applause and stuff like that. A lot of people don't. Most don't. You know, I actually sent the book. I believe it went to Isaac. From Sibel Edmonds, Classified Woman. Because I actually long ago quoted part of the book because I can so relate to it. She started an organization for government whistleblowers, ended up with several thousand people who were whistleblowers. You don't hear of them. She made some news, and obviously most people don't know of her anymore because, you know, this was 9/11, you know, and showing that, you know, FBI had knowledge before 9/11 happened. So it wasn't well accepted. And right now Eric Cochran has getting a little bit of fanfare, but I want to encourage my kids not to be after the fanfare for being a whistleblower, but being obedience to Christ, irrespective of the cost. I want to encourage my kids to do that. The model that's set before them obviously is nothing like that. It's turn to the state. It's exactly that. Turn to the state. Their mom did it. Their grandfather did it. Turn to the state. Trust in the state with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge it, and it will keep a boot stamping on a human face forever. Proverbs, 1984. It's online. You can see the video of it. And yes, it's me. I want to encourage my kids to obedience to Christ. Obedience to Christ is based on two fundamentals. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. They're seeing none of that. Because there's no love for me. They're dead. Dorothy Jane, we used to talk constantly. I have so much I want to talk to you about, so much I want to hear from you about. I haven't seen our kids in years. A lot of things you can tell me about that. A lot of things you can tell me about you. Because between the kids and you, let's be honest, you're my favorite. I love you. I miss you. It's going to be really hard to do. It's going to be really hard to do, but it is the right thing to do. We need to reconcile. I want you back. Dorothy Jane, this has been long, but I love you. I really love you.